Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Titans fans, mark your calendars for Thursday, April 18th. John McClain presents In the Evening with Amy Adams Strunk. Join Team Hutton 104.5 for an exclusive night with the controlling owner of your Tennessee Titans 1 week before the NFL Draft. Thursday, April 18th at the Bell Tower on 4th Avenue. All proceeds benefit the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. John McClain presents An Evening with Amy Adams Strunk. Tickets are available now at 104.5thezone.com.
And roughly 20 tickets or so remain for the kickoff special. The first 100 at $150 a ticket. John McClain presents An Evening with Amy Adams Strunk, benefiting the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
Let's go ahead and sell those last 15 right now during the rest of the show with John McClain on with us. And by the way, you can jump in and talk some football with John McClain right now at 615-737-1045, 737-1045.
Hutton1045.com is where you can grab those tickets to see The Evening with John McClain and Amy Adams Strunk. John, we're looking forward to it, and we've had a great sale so far this week with that special kickoff price.
I'm looking forward to being part of Team Hutton. I've had several people who I met when they came to the Charles Davis dinners emailed me and said they bought tickets or they're going to buy tickets to this, and now they're looking forward to it. And I told them I was too. And so I hope people want to come out and hear what Amy has to say. It's going to be a lot of current Titans people, a lot of former Titans people, including players, are going to be there in the audience mingling and at the reception from at the Bell Tower for the first hour. And I'm really pumped about it. I've had people send me text. Well, I'd like to know this. I'd like to know what Amy thinks about this. I'd like to know what Amy thinks about that. And I said, I'll make sure to work it in. So it's a unique experience. You can't get it anywhere else. It's tax deductible. I always say that. That's always very important to me when the people understand when you pay your money, you know where it's going, and you know that it's tax deductible. And so I don't know another owner that does this. I don't know. Bud Adams did it with me twice, and we had a blast listening to Bud's stories about helping co-found the American Football League and how, what it was like with him and Lamar Hunt and Al Davis back in the old days. And so I'm eager to talk to Amy about the draft, about the Titans, about Nashville. And then, of course, I want to talk to her about growing up with the Oilers, because the Oilers are the history of the Titans, and there's a lot of things that she knows that'll be cool stories to tell. So I'm really, really excited about it, and thank you guys for having me a part of Team Hutton.
Absolutely, John. Thank you for doing this, and it will be Thursday, April 18th, Thursday evening, day before Good Friday, and you can join us at the Bell Tower. Martin's Barbecue is on board. We'll have food and drink provided through that ticket price as well. And it's a one-of-a-kind event benefiting the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Tennessee. For more information, 1045thezone.com, or simply go to hutton1045.com. You can also tweet the show for more information at midday180. And you can follow John on Twitter at McClain_on_NFL. John, the headline of the day and of the week, Robert Kraft in Florida going to be is charged with a misdemeanor for soliciting prostitution in a prostitution sting, where so far over 25 have been arrested. It's not a headline any of us expected to see today, that's for sure.
Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown said thank you, Mr. Kraft.
Yeah,
and now they're not the lead story on every talk show in the country, and as well as social media. And Robert Kraft, who's been one of the greatest owners in history, you know, he's humiliated. The Patriots humiliated. The league doesn't like this, because the league now is going to have to do something to him. And because when Roger Goodell took over and he talked about implementing disciplinary measures, he said that front office people, including owners, would be held to higher standards than the players. So if Kraft is proven guilty, then they're going to have to fine him. I don't know if they take away draft choice. And, of course, whatever you fine him is going to be chicken feed because he's a multi-billionaire. But he's he's embarrassed. The league, everybody's embarrassed. A multi-billionaire who likes to party. You know, since his wife Myra died, he's not tried to hide. Seeing him in clubs in L.A. and when he got Meek Mill out of prison, he's hanging out with Meek and some of his friends. And I noticed that I saw him. I can't remember where I saw him recently, and he had a necklace that said championships. And so I would just guess that this is going to be a wake-up call for Robert Kraft, and I would imagine that we'll soon see a statement about him, how sorry he is and embarrassment he's caused, and how he will try to make sure to turn around this late part of his life. It's not going to change the fact that he's won all these Super Bowls, but he's going to have to put up with a lot of grief from opposing fans, from on social media, memes, no telling what all's out there. And I know at the league meetings in next month in Arizona, when the owners are at a hotel with a whole lot of media, he'll be asked about it then, and he may talk about it, he may not, but you know, they'll have a crisis PR company helping him try to, I don't know, minimize it. But usually the best way is to ask for forgiveness because we are a very forgiving society.
John, at times like this, I always monitor the league-operated arm, media arm. And I have to say, to their credit, they have always, in what I've seen, maintained legitimate media status. And I think today is a pivot point because NFL.com is not legitimate media today. NFL.com has a four-paragraph story up that's by Wire Services. Ian Rappaport, their chief news gatherer, chief news breaker, tweeted, "Here is our story on Robert Kraft," and linked to that four-paragraph Wire Service story. I can never remember a prominent newsbreaker pushing a Wire story. And I think, to me, today's the line that shows that NFL.com is not, in fact, the same as any independent media.
Well, NFL.com is owned by Bob Kraft, sure, and the rest of the owners, just as the NFL Network is. I'm curious. I haven't watched to see how the NFL Network is playing this story up. It's the biggest story in the NFL right now until the next story happens. I can imagine what it's like in Boston. The big story in Boston has been Nick Cafardo, 30-year veteran of the Boston Globe, who dropped dead interviewing players yesterday at this spring training in Fort Myers. And I told my wife, I said, if I got to go, that when I have to go, I would like to go like that on the job and just kill over. And that story was getting a lot of play because Nick Cafardo was so respected and so prolific as a baseball writer who also covered the NFL, the Patriots, back when they first started winning Super Bowls. And now Bob Kraft has pushed Nick Cafardo to the back burner because up there I can imagine what the talk shows are doing, everybody else. But if it's not the lead story on the NFL Network and it's not the lead story on NFL.com, at least today something is definitely wrong as far as their credibility.
Every player has a draft day story.
The Tennessee Titans select.
This is Chris Johnson, and this is my draft story. I got a call, and when I pick it up, it was Jeff Fisher. I still remember the crazy thing. I thought I was going to have time to chill and celebrate with my family and stuff. So at the end of the call, it was like, yeah, we finna get ready. My assistant going to call you to book you a ticket to be here tomorrow. I'm like, already?
The 2019 NFL Draft, coming April 25th on The Sports Station. 104.5 The Zone.
Let's go! Midday K180 served up by Wendy's. John McClain still with us. You can join him, 615-737-1045, our number. John, we had four more tickets sold in that last segment. Thank you to Constance Wallace for ordering a pair of tickets. And Bob Hyde also jumped on and grabbed some tickets. John, how about that?
That's very nice of Bob. We really appreciate that. Everybody else, I'll promise this, if you come and you buy tickets, which are tax deductible and go to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, which your money will help people, you would not be disappointed. You'll get great food from Martin's Barbecue. You'll have drinks. You get a lot of talk about the Titans and the NFL. You get to meet a lot of cool people, and then you get to hear an owner doing something that owners just don't do. And the reason she's doing it is to benefit a great cause and to meet a lot of people who are Titans fans. And I think it's terrific because I do not know of another owner, current owner, who does this. And when Bud did it, I said the same thing, and I don't know one that's done that before. Most owners avoid the media. They avoid the public, and the fact that Amy Adams Strunk is doing this is just shows how much she cares about the Titans in Nashville and the fans up there.
You can grab those tickets right now, Hutton1045.com, and it all benefits the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. To the phones, and we say hello to Luther up on line one. Hey, Luther, welcome.
Hey, gentlemen, glad to be with the show today, and always love the comments from Mr. McClain, and keep up the great work you're doing, gentlemen, because I am a hardcore Titans fan and just want to get a comment from Mr. McClain as far as adding Antonio Brown to the roster. And who else do we need? I was sitting there watching the Colts game, and I tell you, man, I was pulling for my team, but we're not strong enough yet. What do we need, Mr. McClain, to make our team stronger? Love my Titans. Keep up the great work, gentlemen. I'm going to hang up and have a wonderful and blessed day.
Thank you, Luther.
I think they need Derrick Henry to have a consistently good season the way he showed in spurts last year. I think they need another playmaker on offense. I think they don't need to lose Marcus Mariota's favorite target to a season-ending injury. They need more pass rushers, and you can't cure all your ills in one off season, especially when you're a new head coach like Mike Vrabel was last year. Now he knows the roster up and down, and he and John Robinson will work in a conjunction with each other to get the best possible player. As far as Antonio Brown, I don't see it. Do you guys see it?
No. Somebody asked me in my mailbag, which is already up this week, about the dynamic passing offense. I mean, Mariota, miles and miles away from 4,000 yards, which is kind of the new standard. They need more than one additional weapon. They need a new mindset to get there. And look, are there outliers that get there a different way? 2 years ago, the Titans got there a different way. Last year, Dallas got there a different way. They both won one game, but the goal isn't to win one game. The goal is to get to the championship game at least, to make a push for the Super Bowl. They need a mindset revamp offensively. They need a quarterback that can throw for 4,000 yards and receivers who can help get them there. And they're way off from those two things.
You'd like to see Marcus Mariota play 16 games and not have anything more than bumps and bruises that affected his throwing motion or the way he likes to play.
And you want them to be able to throw off of what Derrick Henry can do.
We go next to Chris. Chris, thanks for calling.
Hey, how's it going?
Great.
Big Texans fan, and I figured John's the man to talk to when it comes to my Texans. John, what do you think T.J. Yates' role is going to be this year on the coaching staff, and how comfortable you feel with Bill O'Brien moving forward? I know we won the division last year, and I see Deshaun progressing every game, it seems like. But what kind of role do you see T.J. Yates having with this being his first coaching stint, and how comfortable are you with Bill O'Brien moving forward?
Bill O'Brien's won a division title 3 of his 5 years and just finished 11-5. With a terrible offensive line and deteriorating play at cornerback. And missing three of the top four receivers. Fortunately for them, DeAndre Hopkins stayed healthy, as he always does. And they need two offensive tackles. They need two corners who can run and cover fast receivers. They'll have a lot of competition. I think if they have a pick in the first round, two in the second, I think it'll be offensive tackle, corner, and offensive tackle, depending on what they do in free agency. They don't need a lot of starters at other positions. What they need is some depth at other positions, depending on they could lose let's see, they're one of their fourth and fifth defensive linemen, which means they need to be replaced. They've got their linebackers back. They lose Kareem Jackson and Tyrann Mathieu both. Then they would need to sign another safety. Jackson played both positions. If Mathieu is re-signed, then they're three deep at safety. I don't expect Jackson and Mathieu back, but they've got enough money to spend in the salary cap. I think they'll franchise Devion Clowney because they won't reach a contract agreement with him. They will try to re-sign their guys. They'll make them offers. They have a budget for them, and if the guys meet the budget, they'll re-sign. If they get a better offer somewhere else, they'll go. But as far as O'Brien, he coaches Deshaun Watson. He oversees the game plan. He makes calls on game day. Just elevated the tight ends coach, Tim Kelly, the offensive coordinator. But O'Brien's going to call the plays again.
Hey, what happened with Sean Ryan? You were talking him up. He wanted to call plays. We were talking about him as a potential candidate here before Arthur Smith was promoted. Then all of a sudden he left for a parallel move.
He's not going to be the offensive coordinator. Tim Kelly, who has been with O'Brien since Penn State, who's 32, who's been here every year, we knew he was going to be the offensive coordinator. And so Sean, once they told him they were going to elevate Kelly, and even though I don't think Kelly will call plays till 2020, then Sean knew that he's gone as far as he's going to go in this organization. So that's why he went to Detroit to coach Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, where he's also not calling plays, right?
No, he's not calling plays there either.
We go next to Antoine. Hey, Antoine.
Hey, gentlemen. How y'all doing? I'm going to close this door. Hey, I just want to talk about Robert Kraft, man. I know everybody's all up in the uproar, but I ain't mad at Robert Kraft. Man, this guy's 77 years old, man. He's living his best life. Hey, kudos to him. If he can get that thing up and make it be an issue. The man went to an upstanding massage parlor, and, you know, hey, did his business. I'm happy for him. Happy Friday to y'all.
A common response from a lot of people, though.
Yeah. Apparently, there's a sex ring running through there.
That's the problem.
Of workers who were not exactly willing.
Go next to...
Is today Chad's birthday?
Today is Chad's birthday.
Yes.
Well, happy birthday, Chad.
How about that?
Thank you, John. I appreciate that.
Getting up there, 37. Who would have guessed it?
Yeah.
I'm looking at him. He doesn't look a day over 20.
44 years, you'll be Robert Kraft's age. Hopefully you'll be that spry.
Hopefully hopefully not getting busted as a part of a sex ring at that point in time. Hopefully.
Hopefully worth $6.6 billion, though.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Taking care of his friends, remembering the little guys. His little guy.
You guys can live in a wing of my mansion.
Let's go to Doug. Hey, Doug.
Hey, happy birthday, Chad.
Hey, thank you, Doug. I appreciate that.
Hey, John, the Colts had the most improved offensive line this year and one of the best lines in the league, and they got rid of their offensive line coach. So I was wondering what happened there.
Heck of a chance because Frank Reich said he wanted, quote-unquote, his guy. The guy who was there had also been run off by the Patriots. He'd replaced Dante Scarnecchia, and after 2 years or 1 year, they ran him off, and Bill Belichick called Dante Scarnecchia in retirement and said, please come back. And he did. And they've been in the last two Super Bowls. And so they hired a guy, and they also brought in Howard Budd, who'd been in retirement. And if I'm the new line coach there and I see Howard Mudd coming in and I'm supposed to be the boss, and here comes Mudd, who is a tremendous line coach and who is a very forceful personality, then I'm wondering what the heck's going on. But the bottom line is they do have
so much talent to work with, three number ones and a number two in their offensive line, and it should be good for a long time, barring injuries.
John, I just saw where the Titans posted that the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame, they have named Amy Adams Strunk as the 2019 Tennessean of the Year.
Well, that's tremendous. Congratulations to Amy. As long as that celebration's not on April 18th, I'm all for it.
Hey, more power to her and to them. It's a little odd, though, and I'm wondering. It's February 22nd.
You say it's February 22nd?
Today is February 22nd. They're calling her the Tennessean of the Year for 2019. I wonder if it's
not probably 2018. At their awards, at their induction ceremony, which will be on a Saturday.
I wonder if it's like last season, but the award, the banquet, is 2019.
Yeah.
John, thank you as always. Enjoy the weekend.
Hey, have a big weekend.
We've had a big week to get things kicked off with a night with Amy Adams Strunk for sure.
Well, let's keep it rolling, and I'll talk to you guys at the combine.
See you there. Thank you. John McClain has been our guest. You can grab tickets right now for a night with Amy. Hutton1045.com.
Join our active roster and be part of Team Hutton 1045 and help the fight to end blood cancer. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Tennessee Man and Woman of the Year campaign is the nonprofit's largest annual fundraiser, and all funds raised provide life-saving blood cancer research. Just visit 1045thezone.com and make a tax-deductible donation. Plus, check out Hutton's event calendar, special giveaways, and more. The campaign runs through April 27th, so please donate now. Make someday today, because beating cancer is in our blood. More info at 1045thezone.com.